started campaigning over a year ago. Yes. So when I started out the election, I want to remind your audience that we only had approximately 30 precincts originally. And in Mecklenburg County, there's 195 precincts. We covered all of it. In order to run for judge originally, only the 30 precincts around my area where I live could vote for me. It was in districts.
What about the rest?
They could not.
Oh, they cannot.
They cannot. But then after I filed to become judge, the legislatures changed the rules, or a lawsuit changed the rules. And they said, no, we're going to turn back this election to all of Mecklenburg County. So now all 195 precincts can vote for me. Yes, it was too late to decide that we were not going to run. We were very much focused only on our district, and we had already started fundraising. We've already created our logo, our social media. Everything was within our district.
About.
In the original district that we had very little, not a lot. But when we went to at large, all of Mecklenburg, all 195, then we had every Laotian who lives in Mecklenburg County.
Oh.
And I would say that we have, you know, a decent number of Laotians in Charlotte. Now they can.
Oh,
yes,
I see.
They
I
can.
See.
I don't know the number of registered voters, but I do, I mean, we're in the thousands.
About,
but Mecklenburg County, we have about a million people.
Okay, about 1 million people. But
yeah, almost a million.
Okay,
yes.
You know how many people registered to vote?
Well, when we looked at the numbers, the people who showed up was under 600,000.
Compared to a national, it's half too, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, are they mixed race?
Very much so, yes. Asian Americans comprise of almost 100,000, but that includes every group, including Vietnamese, Cambodian, Indian American, Filipino, and all of the other Asian countries. That's the number of those who registered to vote, but I don't know how many actually showed up to vote.
I see. In your tradition, people who are eligible to vote, about how many?
I think for our community, what I discovered was this. A large majority of the Laotian community are eligible to vote, but many never went to the ballot box in terms of the older generation. For example, I took eight citizens who have been U.S. citizens for 30 years who never voted, but reached out to me because they were excited to see a Laotian American on the ballot. And they wanted to go to the ballot box to cast a vote for an Asian American. And in the process, they voted for whoever they wanted to as well. But it was the first time they ever voted. But they have always been eligible to vote for many decades prior to this. Yes, I have my numbers. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, about.
I had over... Those who voted for me were over 190,000, and my opponent got over 300,000.
He's a Democrat, and you're a Republican.
Correct.
Does that mean in that area are more Democrat than Republican?
Mecklenburg County is extremely Democratic. No at-large candidate running in Mecklenburg County one who was a Republican, not a single one.
Do you know this ahead of time?
Yes, I did. I want to go back, Iking.